AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. China's key stock market index has surged 5.3%, its biggest gain in 8 weeks. Markets across Asia rose today following Wall Street's rebound.
When Wall Street is doing well, everybody is doing well in the world. So that's why we had a big boost.
Jackson Wong with United Simpson Securities Limited in Hong Kong. The Dow gained more than 600 points yesterday. U.S. markets look set for more gains, with futures for the Dow and S&P both up 0.04%. Newscasters in Roanoke, Virginia have been forced to cover a deadly shooting that took the lives of two of their own. WDBJ-TV reporter Allison Parker and cameraman Adam Ward, who were gunned down during a live interview yesterday. Station General Manager Jeffrey Marks.
There are no words to express the feelings inside our building.
The gunman, Vester Lee Flanagan, fled the scene and later died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Franklin County Sheriff Bill Overton.
It's obvious that this gentleman was disturbed in some way of the way things had transpired at some point in his life. It would appear things were spiraling out of control.
Franklin wrote a rambling 23-page note faxed to ABC News soon after the shooting, saying he'd been discriminated against. Former bosses said he was difficult and often clashed with coworkers. A tropical storm warning is in effect for Puerto Rico, expecting storm-force winds up to 57 miles per hour from Erica. All U.S. airports in the U.S. Virgin Islands are closed to incoming flights today. The storm is expected to be near South Florida by Monday, but forecasters can't say how strong it will be by then. Civil rights activist Amelia Boynton Robinson has died at 104 years old in Alabama. She helped lead a march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma in 65. This is AP Radio News. The maker of Sara Lee, Nature's Harvest, and other brands is recalling bread sold in 11 states. It may contain fragments of glass from a broken light bulb at a company factory. And General Mills is recalling 60,000 packages of its Cascadian Farm frozen green beans. One package tested positive for listeria. Smoke from big wildfires burning east of the Cascade Range grounded helicopters and airplanes that have been battling the flames in Washington state. But one of the grounded pilots, Ken Johnson, says dropping water or flame retardant can only do so much.
You know, with the boots on the ground, you know, what I put down on the ground will work. If I don't have any boots there and I'm just putting water down, slowing the fire down, eventually it'll come back. So boots on the ground would stop the fires.
State officials say water conservation figures for July show California residents are starting to understand the dire need to cut back in a fourth year of drought. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.